How to connect soundbar to TV without HDMI. I am trying to connect my soundbar to the TV, but I do not have an HDMI cable. What else can I use? If you have bought a soundbar for your TV and you are connecting them using an audio-based connection instead of HDMI, then this post is relevant to you. We are going to be looking at the different ways that you can connect a soundbar to your TV without using HDMI. There are many ways to connect a soundbar to your TV. You can use analog or digital cables, and you can also use wireless connection methods as well. 1. Connect with a or 3.5 mm cable. The first method is to connect the soundbar using an aux cable or a 3.5 mm audio-based cable. This will work with any TV, and you can even use this method if your TV has no other ports like HDMI, RCA, or USB ports. A lot of people are moving away from analog cables, but it's good to know that you can always use these cables. For digital cables, make sure that your TV is compatible with the same type of connector as RCA or 3.5 mm. If you do have analog and digital ports on your TV, then this makes things quite easy for you as well, since you don't have to buy a new cable or adapter to connect your soundbar. To enjoy high-quality audio, you should use the digital port rather than the analog one. However, if you have an older TV, then it does not support digital cables, so you will have to go with analog cables. 2. Use HDMI ARC port. The second way is to use a receiver's HDMI ARC port. If you have a newer TV, then this is the best way to connect your soundbar. HDMI ARC is short for High Definition Multimedia Interface Audio Return Channel. Using HDMI ARC, you can send video and audio from your TV to the soundbar without needing an extra cable. HDMI ARC ports are often found on new receivers nowadays. This is especially the case if you have a receiver that has 4K upscaling and HDR support. It's good to know that ARC supports both RCA cables as well as digital HDMI cables, so it does not matter what type of cable you use. If your TV does not have an ARC port but does have an HDMI port, then you can use an HDMI to ARC port converter. You will have to buy this separately from your receiver or soundbar, and it's often quite expensive. 3. Use optical audio port. The third way is to use the optical audio port that is found on most of today's TVs. This will only work if you are using digital cables to connect your receiver or soundbar to the TV. However, with optical cable, the quality is always good, and you will not have any issues from what I read. To use this method, all you need to do is plug in the optical cable into both devices and then switch on both HDMI ports so that it can send the audio signal to the TV and the soundbar. If there is a switch, then you can also switch it on so that the audio signal will be sent to both devices rather than just one. If you do not have an optical port, then you can purchase an adapter or cable to use this method of connecting with your equipment. You might need to do a bit of research to find one that is compatible with your equipment. 4. Use wireless transmitter and receiver. If you have the budget, then you can go with wireless connection methods like Bluetooth or infrared, IR, signals. When using this method, you will need a transmitter on your soundbar and a receiver on your TV. These methods are the best if you do not want to have a cable running from your soundbar to your TV. They also eliminate the need for additional wires or cables in general. This means that wherever you place your devices, just make sure there is enough power for them, and everything should be fine. If your receiver supports Bluetooth, then you must have a Bluetooth transmitter that you can connect to your TV. You should also make sure that the soundbar supports Bluetooth if you want to use this method, since it is much easier than IR signals. 5. Use Apple TV or AirPlay. If you want to enjoy quality audio, then using AirPlay is a good option. This will allow you to play audio in high quality while sending the video from your devices to the TV screen. There are a few things you need before doing this. First of all, you will need an Apple product like an iPhone or iPad. You will also need a receiver that supports AirPlay, and lastly, you will need a TV that has an Apple TV box. If you have all three of these things, then connecting your devices should be easy since they will work well together. This can also be used for Bluetooth, so if the soundbar supports this connection method and you want to use it, then just make sure the device is on and running when the receiver is turned on. 6. Coaxial cables. If you are using an older TV or receiver, then this option is quite possible. Coaxial cables are sometimes found in homes today, and they can be used for sending digital audio signals from your devices to the TV. The coaxial cable for digital audio has a very similar design to a standard coaxial cable that you use for watching TV. With surround sound, you will need to connect the red and white audio cables from your receiver or soundbar to the TV. If you want to use an optical cable, then check if your TV has one that you can plug in. Conclusion. If you're confused, then I would go with the HDMI port. It is by far the simplest and easiest way to connect your devices without any hassle. To get more details, just contact one of our experts at speakerjournal.com. They will help you choose a good soundbar that suits your needs in no time. If you have any questions from reading this article, then feel free to ask them below in the comment section. I hope you enjoyed my post, and if you did, then please share it with others on social media or email it to your family and friends. Thank you, smiley face.